That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, millennials.
Welcome back to The Toast. I am so excited. It is hump day, which is kind of like an amazing day here at The Toast. And I feel like it's extremely appropriate that I'm joined by Cody Rigsby on this very special hump day.
We love to hump on hump day.
We do.
I hope everyone out there gets to hump a little bit today.
Yeah, someone they love.
Yeah.
I am so excited to talk to you.
Good.
I know you've been making the rounds.
Yes.
Your book has come out.
Yes,
here XOXO, it is. XOXO, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm halfway through it. It's amazing.
Thank you so much.
And of course, like, you have this fabulous life. I think everyone knows you from Peloton. Mm-hmm. You were on Dancing with the Stars, and you're kind of just like a celebrity now. Isn't that so crazy?
It is a little bit crazy. So when people say it, I'm like,
but
right.
You are.
Yeah, no, I'm fully embracing it.
You're a star. You were on Dancing with the
Stars. You know, but some of the stars on that show are questionable, you know.
They definitely, you know, play fast and loose with the word star.
Yes. You
but
know,
not you.
We're pivoting the way we define star.
Yeah.
Yes.
I find so much about you so interesting, and I have to give credit where credit is due. Jackie has really been obsessed with you. She is a Peloton girl.
Yes, I've heard.
I live in a small apartment, so like, I just don't have that luxury, but she lives in a house. And
okay,
she has
well, there's
Peloton.
The app, you know, you can, you know, there's body weight classes.
You know,
I love a shameless plug. You know, we're always going to find a way to pivot.
You got me there.
Okay.
So she has loved you. And honestly, I was late to the game.
Okay.
And I'm obsessed. Your book is so good.
Good.
I'm only halfway through it. But there's so many interesting stories. And I feel like, of course, you live this fabulous life. Like we just said, you're a celebrity. Mm-hmm. But you had this kind of crazy life up until that point, just filled with, I can't believe you worked at The Box.
I did. I'm going to say I'm glad that you enjoyed my book because I heard that you think that men can't write books.
I do. Let me say two things.
So I hope to be the exception to rule.
Okay, wow, you really got me.
I know, I got you, girl.
Okay, let me say two things.
Uh-huh.
I was really talking about fiction.
Okay,
like,
fair.
Like, they're not
fair.
Good storytellers.
That's fair.
And, like, let's be real, I was talking about straight men.
Like, fair, double fair.
Like, your writing style.
Forgiven.
Yes! Your writing style is so funny and quick, and it's, like, the exact type of book I want to read.
Yeah.
And I love celebrity memoirs. It's,
good.
Like, one of my favorite genres. And I totally give yours my stamp of approval.
Good.
Excellent. And I really feel like you learned so much about you. And for me, like, when I look at your life, I see so many interesting things. Like,
yeah.
Of course, I can't even remember, like, someone to compare you to who really got so famous off of exercise. Like,
yeah, and maybe like a Richard Simmons, and I talk about it later in the book.
Yes,
like a Richard Simmons, he really created this platform where he was silly, he didn't take himself so seriously, he was fun, he brought levity to this like kind of scary space. I think when people think of fitness or starting a fitness journey, they're like, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm gonna look stupid. And Richard was like, okay, ladies, get back, we're gonna pump it to the oldies, and I'm gonna look a fool for you. So I do kind of pay homage to him in the book and give him credit where credit's due.
It's giving Richard Simmons. It's also giving Lisa Rinna and her
okay.
tapes.
Yeah. Before or after the filler, you know?
Before.
Okay, good.
No, it's so interesting. And I've loved reading about your journey. But what's so interesting about it too is I feel like you get on every day and there's 7 million homes,
mm-hmm.
right? And you talk. You talk and you talk.
And talk and talk and talk.
And I have so many thoughts on that because, you know, a handful of times I've worked out in my life, like, I am not okay. I have to literally go to the hospital for 2 hours afterwards. Seriously, like, how are you doing it all in terms of, like, physical fitness? And were you in this kind of shape before you did your Peloton training?
Okay, so as a kid growing up, I wasn't very athletic. I've said it before, like, I was the tetherball champion of Guilford Middle School. So that was, like, the extent of my physical abilities.
Mm-hmm.
I became a dancer, so that is obviously very physical. And you have to hold a lot of stamina doing that. But I had never taught a fitness class before. So like talking, teaching a class, knowing the programming was all foreign to me. So it took me a lot of time to figure out how to build that stamina. Mm-hmm. But also I was a very eccentric child. Yes. So I've always been someone that just talks and talks and talks mm-hmm. and talks. So it wasn't until I realized that like I could be myself and do this little fitness gig and like infuse the two together that I was really able to like find who I was.
Yeah.
And like kind of do it in a really singular way that I don't see really
anyone being else done doing.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, and I really love, that's what I was shocked to find out in your book, is that like you didn't have this crazy fitness background. Peloton mm-mm. really trained you. They saw something yeah. in you. And I think that's so cool and mm-hmm. not what I would have expected. I would have expected you were like making waves in the fitness scene.
No, not at
which
all.
Which I wouldn't have heard about.
Yeah, yeah. No, but like that's the thing is I've been in the company for 9 years. Mm-hmm. So back then it was just a startup and right. they were just like trying to find talent and they're like, you're cute, you'll do, you yeah. know? So they were willing to take a chance on someone who didn't know what they were doing. And I also was like, okay, I've got to just figure it out.
Yeah.
And I figured it out.
That was part of your book that really resonated with mm-hmm. me. That's when I knew I liked the book. It was literally on like page 4 mm-hmm. when you were just like, I'm not going to, you know, be shy. I knew when I was a young kid, like I knew I was a star.
Yeah.
And not to make everything about me, like I related to that on a deep mm-hmm. level. Like I really, and I think it's okay to say that.
I absolutely.
Like I'm special.
Because no one, if you don't say it, other people are not going
no
to.
No one else will.
Yes.
It's so true.
You gotta know that you're a star, baby.
So you talk while you're working out, which to me is just unbelievable. And you have this unbelievable personality mm-hmm. and immediately connected with people. And you do, and you became known for like a lot of your pop culture tastes.
Yes.
Now, you and I differ.
Okay.
On certain things, and we'll get into that.
I love a healthy debate, especially on pop stars, on pop culture.
Yes.
I think it just keeps friendships, mm-hmm. you know, going.
And it's not that deep.
It's not that deep. It can get a little nasty, but it all is forgiven.
But you know, I know that you and I will meet in the middle when it comes to Kelly Clarkson.
Okay. All right.
For that, I think we're safe.
Everybody loves Kelly. The original American Idol.
Literally America's sweetheart.
And this is my hot take on that, is like our country was the most united mm-hmm. when we elected Kelly Clarkson as an American Idol.
I was calling. I was like, voting.
We picked up the phone on Singular Wireless.
Right.
We dialed up the number mm-hmm. and we called 10 times.
I was an Optimum girlie.
Okay, yeah. Optimum.
Yay.
But did yes. you grow up in the Northeast?
Yes.
Okay, that's why. I was in the South.
Oh, right. North Carolina. Yeah. But we were doing the work. And I feel good about what we did. But I do feel like as a nation, we have sort of let Kelly Clarkson down in recent
years.
I don't feel like she gets nearly the amount of hype that she really deserves as a vocalist, as talent.
Wow.
She's huge. Yeah. She should be bigger.
I think the gays do.
I agree. Her and Carly Rae.
The gays will give Kelly her flowers and then some.
It's true.
She's also just made this like great pivot where she's like a talk show host. Uh-huh. She's on the Voice. Like she is really keeping the NBC network like
alive.
She's holding it on her back.
I know. No wonder she's like always tired. Like she's yeah. literally has the whole world on her shoulders.
Yeah. And I got to be on her show. And that was a
tell me everything.
She was amazing. It was very quick. It was like I arrive. Behind her, she like has a massive pickup truck in the lot. So like I got dropped off in front, of course.
Queen.
They like whisked me to the green room. 10 minutes later, they're like, you're on. And like the door's open and I'm meeting Kelly Clarkson and she's asking me about my life.
And I'm sure she was a doll. But
oh, amazing. Confirmed. Incredible. But just quick.
Yeah. She has no
keeping
time.
Keeping the show going.
She's a mother. She's yes. a singer. She's a businesswoman. She's yes. a mogul. She doesn't have time.
She doesn't have time.
And so you have gotten, you know, so popular and people really tune in because they love your classes, but they really want to hear what you have to say
yeah.
on what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've experienced, you know, some of your hot takes not being received so well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm going to ask you a question and then I'm also going to ask you to move your mic a little closer to your mouth.
Okay,
you
there.
Can pull it. Yeah, yeah.
There we go.
How does that make you feel? Like, does that give you anxiety? Like when you say something and people like, it's because it does for me. I'm
okay,
a people pleaser.
This is fair. Like I think it comes back to, yeah, I'll say yes. So most of the time, like my hot takes, I'm just like throwing them out there and I don't care. And I'm just like, you know what? Like, let's have fun.
Yeah.
I think in the era that we're in, sometimes really people take things to heart and they're not understanding the tone that you're saying, the sarcasm,
right.
the levity, the fun. Like we're just trying to have fun and people right. take it very seriously
right.
and then tend to like throw some nastiness at
mm-hmm.
you. And for the most part, I can take it. I'm mm-hmm. fine. But yeah, I think once it starts to compile, it kind of
gets you.
It gets to you. And you have to disconnect.
Yes.
You have to disconnect
Touch
and be
grass.
Like, I need, like, let this pass and, like, we'll keep pumping. But yeah.
And I feel like for you, like at the end of the day, your goal is just to like get everyone through their workouts, right?
Yeah, and be silly, be fun. And it's like, it would be the same conversation like we just talked about. If we're debating something or being stupid with friends, it's not going to have any weight.
It's not that deep.
It's not that deep, boo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I agree with that.
So I'm really excited to get your takes on a lot of the stories. By the way, I was cackling when you dedicated your book to Britney Spears.
Yes, the one and only.
So funny. And we have a Britney story today. Yes. I was going to talk about it anyway, but I would love to hear your take. Because it's an interesting time to be a BJS stan. Would you say?
You better use the middle name.
Would you say?
Yeah, it's getting really challenging. For us to like stand for our girl and also be very adamant about the like still hashtag Free Britney.
Right.
Because so she's free.
Where were you during the Free Britney movement?
Like, I was letting the girls know that like she was under conservatorship. Like it's been way too long. People are taking her money.
All true.
Relatives are not treating her well. Mm-hmm. Certain Dancing with the Stars contestants, name to be named. Yes.
Wait, was that your season?
No, she's on it right now.
Oh, you're right. Oh my God.
Yes. I can't.
We also have a Dancing with the Stars story.
We'll get to that. Getting hard. But here's my take is that like, and I hate to use the word like crazy, so I'm not going to use it. Just like everyone has the right to be as unhinged as they possibly want.
Yes.
And as long as like you're not hurting yourself or others, then like be as unhinged as you want. Everyone has the right to be a mess. So let Britney be a mess. I will also say this, and this is kind of on a more serious note. Yeah. Like I take care of my mom, and there was a point where I moved her from North Carolina to
Brooklyn,
and her doctor was prescribing her lithium.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and like she became lithium toxic, and it really had kind of irreversible effects on her, and I've been able to, like, things are better, but there's definitely, like, you know, things that are irreversible within my mom that I've witnessed. And so, you know, the stories are is that they were prescribing Britney like lithium, and so part of me, in a way, feels like where she's at right now isn't necessarily her fault.
No, of course not.
And we need to have a little bit more grace and understanding and compassion. That being said, like, I would love to see her stop, like, shopping at stripper store. Like, I feel like she gets all her attire that she wears from, like,
the mall.
The mall, like, sex store.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, she got the stripper pole.
Hot topic.
And, like, honey, the knives concerned me.
We have a story about the knives
The
today.
Knives concerned me.
That actually, I think, like, was and she actually gives an explanation, and we'll talk about it. But to me, like, I see her videos, I'm like, you know what? It's not what I would do.
No.
But she's enjoying her life.
Yes.
The knives, I think,
were concerning.
They were.
And I do want, I like, I guess, not that I'm worried about the kids, but like,
I know.
If that was my mom, I'd be like,
well, you talk a lot about your family in the book.
Yeah.
And what's so interesting to me is like, I think the first word most people would use to describe you is like out there, funny,
effervescent,
outgoing. Mm-hmm. And you've dealt with so much. And I think a lot of people probably really, I lost my dad too. So hearing about you experiencing that was really relatable. And I think a lot of people would wonder how you maintain that level of outgoing, like we were just saying, effervescent, when you've dealt with what you've dealt with.
I think for me, like, life has been hard. Like, I've dealt with homelessness. My father died when I was young. My mom had addiction issues. So life was heavy, but like, I embraced that and forgave a lot of that.
Yeah.
Like, forgave my mom for her mistakes. Also came to kind of understand, and you might not relate to this, like, my dad also died of an overdose, and I kind of, growing up, like, was resentful or sad that I didn't have a dad. But as I grew up, I was like, it was probably for the better that this person wasn't in my life. It would have made it so much more chaotic.
Right.
And how can I really have an attachment to someone that I didn't necessarily know? Mm-hmm. So I've kind of like processed that, let it go, and really just tried to find the joy in life.
Mm-hmm.
I think also as a kid growing up with a lot of trauma, I used like comedy and fun
of course
to kind of cope
and
get through. And that's been like a defense mechanism, but I think I've also embraced that and just known that that's who I am.
Yeah, I think people, and you know, through no fault of their own, it swallows them up, like especially grief. And you can either choose to laugh at life and move past it, but sometimes it's hard. And I think people really look at you and find it very inspiring.
Thank you. I really do appreciate it. I always say, like, yes, life is hard, but like laugh at it so you can laugh at yourself, and you don't give shame or guilt power. You embrace your own power.
Yeah. So now that you're an author,
uh-huh.
Do you have, because this happened to me, like I had this kind of like, I don't want to use the word like I thought I was better than everyone. Like I'm an mm-hmm. author. Are you experiencing that?
No.
Your team is nodding.
I don't think I'm better than anybody. Mm-hmm. I think I've elevated and evolved, and I think it's a new thing era. For me. Era, sure, yes. I mean, I was really excited about being a New York Times best-selling author. Yes, yeah, thank awesome. You. Yes,
no, that
really popped off for me and made like all the hard work feel really good.
No, and that's something nobody can take away from you.
Exactly.
Like, and that's so legit.
My colleague Tunde was like, "It's like getting a doctorate degree. Like it, no, they it can't is. Take that."
And anytime you do anything, like if you're going to speak on a panel or
yeah, they're going to say that.
They're going to say. Fitness enthusiast, New York Times bestselling yes, author, opinionated yes. homosexual, Cody Rigsby. It's just, it's so sick.
Now can we just get it on my Amex? Like, can it just, you know how they have doctor on the Amex?
You know, I might know a guy.
Okay, thank you.
You know Brian Kelly?
Yes.
I feel like he could get it
okay,
done.
Okay, good, 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 good.
So you're going to join me for all the hot stories of the day. And all then right. we're going to do, you're very well known for giving advice. Your book is called XOXO Cody. Mm-hmm. You actually give advice in the book.
Yeah.
And you do a segment on Peloton, which I love, mm-hmm. called XOXO Cody, where your riders will write in. With.
Yeah.
So you're going to help me out with that. All and right. we have a lot of stories that I just want to issue, you know, a bit of a trigger warning. Our first story is about Taylor Swift.
Okay, here we go.
And one of the things I think a lot of people know about you is you made waves, uh-huh. just kind of, you know, giving your thoughts.
Mm-hmm,
they
mm-hmm.
weren't overwhelmingly positive.
No. Taylor's just not my girl.
Okay, just kind of set the scene for everyone who might not be familiar with your stance.
Oh, wow. I just like, Taylor's not my girl. I don't really react to her music. I don't really react to like things that she does in pop culture. She's just not for me.
Have you tried?
I have.
Okay.
I have. So I had a boyfriend in college who loved Taylor Swift. And for the record, like I really did enjoy like the country era. Like
of course.
Teardrops on My Guitar, Sickening. Tim McGraw. Obsessed. I really loved that. Mm-hmm. I really did. I love those two songs. And I will admit here, like I love Tim McGraw, Teardrops on My Guitar, and for the 1989 girlies, mm-hmm. like I will say this, like Bad Blood does slap.
100%.
It slaps. I do love that song. I hate to admit it. And that's about the extent of my love for Taylor's music.
I won't try and you seem like a smart person. Like mm-hmm. I can't change your mind.
No, it's
and,
fine.
And I'm like that too. Like,
I feel the same way about AC/DC and Led Zeppelin. Like it's not for me. God. You know okay. what I'm saying?
All right, you're taking it a little
far. Okay, there we go.
No, but like, okay. So I'm not going to try and convince you of anything. I find it so surprising mm-hmm. because you clearly like love and ride for so many yes. pop girlies.
Yes.
So who would you say is your number one? Britney?
Britney's my number one, but you know, like she's not putting anything out.
So true.
So like a lot of it's nostalgic.
Yes.
But I think Beyonce at this point is like my number one. Like she's putting out relevant music. The last album was really for the girls, gays and theys.
Yeah.
The Renaissance tour was the best thing I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. She's still giving 110%.
Yep.
Like there's just nobody else out there like her.
I'm going to rattle off some of the pop girlies and you give me like your immediate thoughts.
Okay.
So we did Beyonce.
Okay. We did Taylor.
Kim Petras.
Trailblazer.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I think that's the sound that I want to hear from pop music, but the world doesn't want to hear that.
Oh.
The world doesn't like pop music.
By the way, that's an amazing take.
Like, she makes great music, but the world doesn't want that.
She makes the best music. Like,
so fun.
Her girly. Vocals are so good.
Yes.
That's an amazing call.
Yeah.
Okay, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. Like she, my thing is like, she really changed the pop stars' fashions.
Yeah.
Before Lady Gaga, everybody was wearing like a dress over a jean. And then Lady Gaga popped off and everyone was in a bodysuit.
Elevated.
Including Beyonce.
Yeah.
Like go back.
No, I love that.
Like Beyonce was wearing some choices that Tina Knowles made for her. And then Lady Gaga said, I'm going to get the girls together.
Yeah, you're right.
And everyone was in like, a shoulder pad,
yep.
a bodysuit,
a platform,
a bob bang. Like it was giving. You know what I'm saying?
It's an amazing call.
Yeah,
like Katy Perry.
Katy Perry, the queen of corny. I think she makes the most amazing.
Oh, these are corny, amazing takes.
Corny songs that like everybody loves to sing, and they just make you feel girly mm-hmm. and fun. Yeah.
Ariana.
Ooh.
Messy?
Not messy. Like, such a great musician. One of the better vocalist of our time.
Agreed.
Like, no one's singing like her right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody can sing like her. The choices in men
is unique.
It's unique. I want to know. I want to, like, unpack that.
Yeah, it's definitely bizarre. It definitely, I think, is indicative of growing up.
A child star?
Yeah, like in musical theater.
Okay, yes.
But they're not the choices I would make not if the I was this I'm young, making. Hot thing in Hollywood.
Yeah, it's like she's at theater camp and she's finding the one heterosexual.
Exactly. No, exactly.
Like, right?
Yeah.
And that one heterosexual has definitely gotten their dick sucked by a man.
Because he's a victim of circumstance.
Yeah. He was there. He wanted to try it. And there's nothing wrong with that. No. I'm glad he tried. He tried and he knew he didn't like it.
Yeah.
You know? And I respect him for that.
Have you ever guest judged on Drag Race?
No, it's my dream job and they will not call me.
Really?
We gotta make that happen.
You're such an obvious choice.
I know. We're gonna manifest it.
Let's manifest it. I would love to see you on there.
Thank you.
Who's your number one drag queen
of all time? Ooh, number one.
From the show, contestants-wise.
Oh, that's a hard one. But who I really respect is like Shangela, Bob the Drag Queen. I love Eureka, Trixie, of course.
I love Eureka.
Eureka's probably one of my favorites just because she was so herself.
Yeah.
Kind of annoying like me.
Yeah, and it can be a lot for some people.
And it can be a lot. But she embraced it. And what I also like is from her season, well, she was on one season.
Mm-hmm.
She hurt herself. She hurt herself. Oh, she's a fan. Okay.
I was very upset because I do feel like I love Drag Race, but I feel like the plus size queens get no love.
No love. It's hard for the big girls.
I know.
But from her first season to her comeback season, I feel like she really did some work and changed as a person and was like, hey, I'm being annoying and abrasive.
I'm being annoying.
And I'm going to work on myself a little bit.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I feel like we have similar personalities, big personalities.
Yeah, very big.
And I think sometimes people with big personalities, I'm self-aware enough to know, like, I'm not for everyone. And sometimes I could be annoying.
Yeah.
Is that something you deal with, like, self-consciously? Like, am I too much? And should I pull back?
No.
No. Love
no.
That.
I think I've always just known I'm, like, I'm a lot. I think when I was a kid, of course, I wanted to be liked by everybody.
Right.
But I think I was, like, I'm a lot. I'm loud. I'm opinionated. And once I accepted that, I really found my voice, especially, like, within the public eye and at Peloton. Mm-hmm. And people embrace it and they love that. And, like, you're not going to be everybody's cup of tea.
So true.
And that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Cody Riggs, we have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for the Fast Five Stories?
Let's go.
Today's episode of The Toast is brought to you by Saks.com. We are always doing our best when it comes to looking fabulous on this here podcast. Sometimes our pajama uniforms and our sweatshirts, sad, need a little bit of an upgrade though, and that's why we love shopping at Saks.com for everything from podcast looks, GNO outfits. You know, I'm saying yes to life this year, and that requires quite a bit of a wardrobe, and Saks.com has me covered from head to toe. It is super fun and easy to shop on Saks.com. Whether you're going for a cozy vibe, which more often than not I am, or if you're looking for a more elevated look, they have got it all at Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's also so easy to shop. There's so many different ways to filter through the results. You can shop by your star sign or even by your situation. Like if you're going on vacation and you need looks, they make it really easy to filter for exactly what you're looking for. It's like finding the perfect revenge dress from brands like Christopher Esberg, Cult Gaia. I feel like Saks is so good at discovering like the best new hot brand that you can buy. And then like next year, everyone's gonna have it and you're gonna be cooler than everyone because you shop at Saks.com. So you can discover new ways to shop for everything every day at Saks.com. As a New Yorker, Saks is like a institution and I love shopping there. I think their customer service and their delivery are fabulous. Easy returns. I love shopping at Saks.com. Can't recommend them enough. And that's how I stay looking so stylish, not gonna lie, because I'm stunting on everyone thanks to Saks.com. Today's episode is also brought to you by Nutrafol. So as you guys know, I have experienced hair shedding in the last year. And did you know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women? If you're among them, no, you're not alone. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's so normal. And Nutrafol helps women address it from within with science-backed supplements. So Nutrafol, what is it? It is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement. It's clinically shown to improve visible thickness and strength. And I can attest to that 100%. I started my hair growth journey at the beginning of the year. And when I reached out to like people on Instagram or just like my close family and friends, everyone recommended Nutrafol. From postpartum to menopause to plant-based lifestyle, whatever your life stage is, Nutrafol has four unique formulas to support women. Each is physician formulated and it uses drug-free, science-backed ingredients so you get the most reliable results. You go to Nutrafol.com, take their hair health wellness quiz, and then you can identify causes of your thinning, and Nutrafol will give you a personalized plan for better hair growth through their whole body approach. So there's a million different reasons why you might be experiencing it. It's totally normal. Like I said, menopause, postpartum. I experienced it because I had like a complete shift in diet, and that is really natural to cause hair thinning and hair shedding. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off their first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code THETOAST. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, and that's spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code THETOAST. That's Nutrafol.com. Promo code THETOAST. Today's episode is brought to you by Lululemon because we are celebrating the fact that legging season is upon us. We don't have to wear shorts and shave our legs anymore. It's legging season. It's comfy sweater season. And Lululemon is the place to shop if you need leggings. I love all of my Lululemon leggings. I think they make the best leggings. I'm very particular about leggings. I don't like to be constricted. I don't like to not be able to breathe. And Lululemon has it all this season. So they have a ton of different leggings. The Fast and Free leggings, which are powered by their new Luxe fabric. They're really weightless. They have incredible coverage. And they're designed for those looking for a legging that gives them complete freedom from distractions while running or jogging. They also have the Wonder Train legging, which is designed with one of their most innovative fabrics, which is Everlux. It is their fastest drying fabric. So that legging allows you to work hard and feel dry, so you can effortlessly transition from sweat to street. If you're working out, but you also want to run errands, like you're not going to be in your soggy clothes all day, and you can actually get sick that way, so don't do that. It's great for any activities. And then the Align leggings, which are personally my favorite ones. They're powered by the Nulu fabric, so it's really for the person who wants a lightweight, low-compression yoga solution that is also versatile enough for casual wear, because say with me, you don't have to work out to wear workout clothing. It gives the wearer a next-to-nothing body sensation. It has full freedom of movement, and it doesn't restrict or compress whoever's wearing it. It's great for low-intensity workouts like yoga or just casual wear. Pair it with a sweater, maybe a pair of boots. You know, it's autumn girl, it's girl, fall girl, autumn. What are they calling it? Christian girl autumn, whatever. Get into the Lululemon leggings at lululemon.com. That's lululemon.com. Okay, so our first story is about Taylor.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to give everyone the update, but what are your thoughts on her dating Travis Kelce? This, you know, monumental moment.
Yeah. He's hot. Extremely. First of all, very hot. Love the mustache. He's a little bit like, you know,
goofy,
corn fed, trashy.
Oh, not I'm corn here fed.
I love a corn fed.
I agree.
So he's hot. Mm-hmm. Also, like, she definitely needs someone tall. She's a tall gal. Yeah. It's hard out there for tall girls, especially if you're wearing heels. Mm-hmm. These men are very intimidated by a tall girl. Mm-hmm. So, like, she needs a tall man. He's tall. She also needs someone that is successful. She's one of, if not the most successful woman in music and in the world mm-hmm. right now. So she needs someone successful, but like adjacent or like on a different lane. They're yes. not sharing the same space. Like, he's not a musician. Mm-hmm. He's not going to get intimidated. Like,
yep.
he's at the game. He's throwing the ball or catching the ball. Catching. I'm not catching the ball.
He had a show called Catching. He's a bottom. Kelce.
Great. Wonderful.
He's
okay.
A bottom.
So he's out there catching the ball. And, you know, he looks great in red.
He does.
So I think it's good. But I'm really interested to see, like, I saw, like, his jerseys, like, number 5. Like
87.
Number 87? Yeah. No, I'm saying, like, of purchases on the NFL website.
Oh, yeah, they went up 400%.
Yeah, it's 400%. So the girls, the Swifties are buying their jerseys. I just, like, can't wait to see, like, when they break up. Like, no, he's going to, they are going to let him have it.
He's going to literally never want to leave his house again.
The girls say that Taylor doesn't write songs about exes anymore. I can't like say yay or nay to that.
By the way, she does. I think what the Swifties have a problem with, if I could be a representative
okay,
for the Swifties,
okay.
is when people minimize Taylor's and all of her success, being like, oh, she just writes songs about her ex-boyfriend.
I won't say that. But she does write a lot
about her
exes.
Life.
Yes,
she writes about
yes,
her life.
Yes, and that encompasses men. Like,
yes, it
like
does.
Our lives.
And, you know, I think it's worth mentioning that pretty much everyone writes about love. Every song ever is written about love. But when Taylor does it, it's like an issue.
Okay. Yep. Fair take.
Yeah.
I just am going to really look forward to that man. That I pray for that boy when in a year there are football analogies in one of her songs.
Oh, for sure.
And they are like, leaving snakes all over his Instagram.
Yeah.
So brace this man for impact. Keep him in your prayers right now.
What the Swifties giveth, the Swifties
they will take it away.
Yes, he got 400,000 Instagram followers. Yes, his jerseys went up in sales by 400%. Yes, there were 25 million people watching that game. What the Swifties giveth, the Swifties will take
it away.
But
okay, here's because I love pop culture zeitgeist. Let's manifest though, him a year and so from here, so Super Bowl 2025.
Okay.
Taylor's performing and he's in the game.
Oh, what are your thoughts on Usher?
Usher
being the Super Bowl
one
performer.
Of the only men that I would allow to be the Super Bowl headliner, because a take that I have is get men off that stage.
Oh my God, you are making the best calls today.
Get men off that stage immediately.
I completely agree.
Why are they on that stage doing nothing?
Except, I don't think that applies to Bruno Mars.
Oh my God, we are so in alignment. That okay, is good. The one that his Super Bowl performance, I was not a fan. I was like, okay, whatever. I watched that and I was like, oh, this boy's turning it.
Yeah.
He was incredible.
No, I have gone back and watched it. It's one of my favorite activities. It's on a Saturday so night good. When I'm drunk. I'm like, guys, let's
watch Bruno Mars.
What if we just watch Bruno Mars at the Super Bowl? Okay, I agree with you. Yeah. Usher's, I think.
And he has a catalog. He's my favorite male artist of all time.
Really?
Yeah, because he's a slut, but he also loves being in love.
Okay,
and I relate to that.
I'm assuming, I don't want to make assumptions, but I'm assuming you're familiar with Mr. G.
Yes, yes.
She's a slut and she knows yeah. it.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's literally Usher.
That show would not
no.
go these days.
When I was in
it was wildly inappropriate.
It was beyond inappropriate. When I was in college, I was an intern at the Huffington Post.
Okay.
And they had a Halloween party.
Okay, great.
So I was in my Jimmy obsession and I dressed up as Jimmy Privates. When I tell you not one person knew who I was, I looked so fucking stupid, but it was the best costume of all time. I wasn't appreciated in my own time.
You should have been.
What's the best Halloween costume you've ever done?
Oh, wow. Best Halloween costume that I've ever done.
Do you do a lot of pop culture?
No, I'm actually kind of a more nerdy girl. I did video games and Marvel growing up.
Oh.
Last year I was Rogue and my ass looked really good. Rogue from
What's
the X-Men.
Rogue?
Rogue from the X-Men. So, you know, you're not familiar. Geeky enough. Uh-huh.
Wow, you really have so many interests.
I know. Me and my friend... Me and my best friend, we dressed up as Cammy and Chun-Li from Street Fighter, and it was really great because
familiar.
I know, it's fine.
But it's so important to have hobbies.
Yeah. Anything I do, I just have to be a slut because that's the rule.
I love that.
Yep.
Okay, so the update from the Travis Kelce thing, I don't know if you know this, but Travis and his brother have a podcast.
Oh, wonderful.
It launched last year when they became really popular because they were both playing in the Super Bowl, and it was the first time two brothers had ever been in the Super Bowl.
Oh, that was them?
Yes.
Oh, wow, I had no idea.
So they launched a podcast, and America has fallen in love with them.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're hot.
And they're so different. Jason is a family man. He has three kids. He lives in Pennsylvania. Oh, he's been on the same team for a million years. He's kind of the steady one.
Okay.
And Travis is more of he's a little bit more of the starry, flashy one. Okay. He won the Super Bowl against his brother.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
and right,
his parents
right.
were there.
So he has a ring
thing.
And he probably brings it up every Thanksgiving.
He has two,
for sure.
Actually.
Oh, two. I'm so sorry. Okay.
So on their podcast this week, it came out this morning, he's talking about Taylor. So they really turned that around quickly because she was at the game on Sunday. Or
Baby,
Sunday.
Use the press.
Yeah.
And it's not going to last. It might not last forever.
The number one podcast in the world. They talked about it for 35 seconds and it's literally number one on you. It's number one everywhere. But here's basically what he said. I want to respect both of our lives. She's not in the media as much as I am, doing this show every single week and having fun during the NFL season, but I'm enjoying life and I sure as hell enjoyed this weekend. Everything's moving forward. Mm-hmm. I think me talking about sports will just have to be where I keep it. So he's basically saying yes, this is real, but I'm not going to be talking about it. I don't think that's through a choice of his own.
He has a great publicist.
Yeah. I mean, I can't remember a time where are you his publicist?
Yeah.
Obsessed. We'll talk later. Maybe we'll get drinks. No, I can't remember a time where an athlete has become so famous so quickly.
Yeah.
He's always been, people know him in the sports world. He's always been a very good player.
And I was gonna say, is he good?
Excellent.
But he's got two rings.
He's the best at what he does.
Oh, and that is.
I'm gonna say tight end, correct?
Tight end.
I'm so into sports.
The football.
I'm not
positions
like other girls.
Are so gay, but okay, great.
Totally.
Yeah.
He's a tight end, and my most favorite thing about him, which I think you would really find interesting, is that I want to say in 2011, I can't remember what year, he was obviously experiencing a lull in his career.
Okay.
I think he's actually said recently that he did it because he was in financial straits and he had blown through his rookie money. He did a dating show on E called Catching Kelce.
What website? What website was he on? Okay, he did a dating show
called Catching Kelsey.
Catching Kelsey. What network was it on?
E. It was actually
Eve. That's very
I recently went back and watched it. It was hysterical. And the girl who won, they ended up dating for 4 or 5 months.
Okay.
She's now speaking out. And she said, it was the like funniest thing. She goes, I'm a girl's girl. So I want to tell Taylor, like, one's a cheater, always a cheater.
Oh, gosh.
Now, I don't know if a girl's girl would go to the Daily Mail. Yeah. I think a girl's girl would go to Taylor, had that been the truth.
I don't know if she has access to Taylor Swift, but, you know, it's okay.
Such a good point. You know. It was just very hypocritical. Like, well, you know.
It's also 2011.
It was a long time ago.
12 years ago. Like, let a man change.
Yeah.
That's a little rude.
Oh, yeah. In your book, you talked about how you cheated on an...
Damn, read. Drag me, bitch.
Sorry, no, but no, I thought no, that was very honest of you.
Yeah, no. I cheated on a lot of boyfriends. But really? I was also, like, young and dumb and, like, I didn't go... And then I finally went to therapy and was like, hey, bitch, like...
That's why.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop being a dumbass.
Yeah, that was interesting.
So I don't think that, like, a person from 12 years ago, like, has had some time to change. And also, like... They've gone on a few dates. He can fuck other people right now.
It's so true.
He can fuck other people right now.
They're not exclusive. That's very true. They're not going steady.
They weren't even holding hands in that. Like, they were standing next to each other. They weren't even holding hands.
That's an amazing point.
So, like, he can fuck who he wants. She can fuck whoever she wants.
I agree.
So
overall, are you here for the relationship?
I'm here for it. For both of them, I think it's, like, good. Like I said, Taylor needs a tall man.
Is this a painful conversation for you?
No, like, not at all.
Okay. I feel like...
She's not my taste, but I wish her well.
And, like, you respect her.
I respect the hustle, yes.
Okay. Well, our next story is about your queen.
Okay.
So Brittany Jean is causing waves.
Always.
And yesterday she posted really an alarming video.
Alarming.
At first it seemed like every other video. A little blurry, Vaseline on the lens, in the living room with the stripper pole, the low-rise shorts, the sexy dance moves. Mm-hmm. But this time...
The cap sleeve top,
yes, with the elastic.
Yeah.
But this time she was holding two knives. Mm-hmm. And I think that really, when I saw it, I was like, oh no. She Likewise. Has offered an explanation, which I do feel like makes it a little better.
Yeah, what was the explanation? That they were fake, right?
No. She tells fans to lighten up about the knives, and she claimed that she was copying Shakira.
Yeah, no. I knew that was the reference.
So I didn't know she was referencing a former work of art, which does make
Not
it
Not even
a,
former. Shakira whipped out knives at the VMAs, I believe, this year. So that I understood the reference immediately.
Oh, that's so funny. I didn't.
Oh, I did. And I didn't even watch the VMAs.
And I did. So her referencing something like makes it a little less scary.
Yeah.
But I just don't think she's like at a place in her life where she should be just like messing around with knives. I don't know if anybody should really ever.
No.
Knife safety is real.
I cut myself cutting cucumbers in the kitchen, you know?
I like, cut a bagel after Yom Kippur.
Thank you. I mean, remember when Lindsay had that knife out?
Lindsay
Lohan with the knife. And she was like holding it in a picture.
It was Lindsay Lohan that. In the salon with,
with the knife. Yes.
Oh my God, that's so Lindsay.
It's a little, and like whipping them around and dancing with it. It was quick movement.
I know, like nunchucks.
So, but part of me feels like, I thought there was my friend sent me a comment on Britney's thing that said they were fake.
Oh.
That they were Halloween fake.
Well, if they were fake, then that's different.
But they didn't look fake, is what I'm going to say.
She wrote, I started playing in the kitchen with knives today. Mm-hmm. You're right. She went on to clarify that she edited the caption.
Mm.
That they are not real. Halloween is soon.
Yep.
Do you think that was someone from her team?
Does she have a team?
That's a good question.
I don't think that she has a team.
But other Twitter users expressed concern, one writing that the knives were 100% real because an audible clang could be heard.
Yeah.
That's a good point, too.
But, you know, sometimes they have, like, plastic that clangs.
Yeah, I feel like it's a different clang, but I respect you wanting to protect your queen.
No, it's just like, the knives are a choice. The knives are a choice. I felt uncomfortable.
I did too.
And it wouldn't be my thing. I just don't think that, as much as I love her unhingedness, I don't think that she's unhinged enough to dance that frantically with knives.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't think that she's that skilled enough to dance with knives and not injure herself.
100%.
So maybe that does conclude that they were in fact fake.
Perhaps. I just, you know, she's not with Sam anymore. So like, who is in the house to tell her, like, don't play
with
knives?
Didn't she get a new assistant?
I don't know. I'm not like a Britney stan.
I thought I read something where she was in the car with her new assistant.
Interesting.
But her assistant's... Except for Felicia, if we remember the good old Felicia days.
I'm dead.
She was a good assistant. The assistants past 2006. debatable.
I feel like I could see you on one of those documentaries about Britney, just as like a super fan, giving mm-hmm. insight Very into much. Like you like read the legal documents, like yeah. you just know a lot.
I don't know about the legal documents. I'm not. I don't have the attention span to do that.
I love
my book's
on
only 220 pages, so by the way, a legal document. No,
I want to thank you for that. Yeah. I love Quick. Short books.
Thank you.
I think short books.
Let's get to the point.
Are vastly underrated.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that. Thank you. So we're wishing Britney well, as usual.
As always.
Oh, I wanted to get your take on something because last week we reported, you know, she has to promote her book coming up. You know, you're doing a lot of podcasts, daytime talk. She's not really in the space to do that. So they're getting creative. And I don't know if you saw, they're re-releasing Crossroads in theaters.
Work.
Do you love that?
I didn't even see that. I don't need to go to the theaters to see it.
I just rather stream it.
And to be honest, I think my favorite part of that movie is Kim Cattrall at the end.
Of course.
Like, down. No,
when Britney travels all the way and Kim Cattrall's like, get the fuck out of my
house. Get out of my home.
Get away, peasant.
I
was actually just watching, you know, when they would release VHSs, they would do like bonus speeches.
Yeah.
They had like a scene with Kim Cattrall and Britney. And I guess I didn't realize at the time, but it was filmed during like the peak of Sex and the City. This was And she was like begging Britney to come to the set. You would love the girls. It's honestly an amazing moment.
Oh, to Sex and the City?
Yes.
That would have been a great cameo.
I know.
Sex and the City and Will and Grace did the best cameos, and Britney did a cameo on one of the best cameos on Will and Grace ever.
Let me say, you know what else has great cameos? Because I'm rewatching it mm-hmm. right now. The Nanny.
Oh, yes. And some of the best fashions.
The best fashions you've ever seen. They had Elizabeth Taylor on.
Work.
It's like much older, so I feel like people don't like consider it as like one of those binge-watching shows everybody's rewatching.
Incredible.
Like Will and Grace. It's so good.
And Fran Drescher still looks everything. Hot.
Do you know she's a cancer survivor?
Did not.
She's everything. She's my Jewish queen. Although I did read she converted to Buddhism. Oh. But we still claim her. We still claim her.
As a people. You know,
once a Jew, always
yeah,
a Jew.
Yeah.
All right, our next story is a little Dancing with the Stars news.
Ooh.
Now, what overall, describe your Dancing with the Stars experience in one word.
Grueling.
Yes.
Grueling.
Okay, because obviously
mentally, physically, and emotionally, it really.
And you had the physical, but some people go on who aren't, you know, in their peak physical mm-hmm. fitness.
Yeah.
And I think it's such a tough transition. I think mm-hmm. Jamie Lynn will have a hard time.
We'll see if she gets past episode one.
It is a
popularity contest, and like they will. They've got elements that they can play with as far as like the scoring to keep certain people around. And listen to me, if there's a Britney night this entire season, she's staying on. I don't care if it's the semifinal. They're right. keeping her ass on till Britney night, and then she's getting the boot.
By the way, I didn't even think of that, and that's an amazing call.
Like, if there's a Britney night, she's staying until there. And if there's not a Britney night, the time that she does a Britney Spears song, she's going home.
That's a beautiful, like, if that's how it plays out, you just told a beautiful story.
Thank you.
Now, are you a Bravo girly?
Here and there.
Okay. Are you keeping up with Kyle and Mauricio?
Oh, well, are they separated? Are they together?
We don't fucking know.
We don't know.
They're like...
Is she on a lesbian journey? Is she not?
They're being really unclear. I think they're just kind of waiting for the season to premiere where they tell the story. But their narrative thus far is like, we're having a rough year.
But we're not separated and we're not divorced.
And we're not lesbian.
Oh.
Like, but there's evidence of the contrary.
Maybe they just have an open marriage and that's the gag.
That's the gag.
Maybe that's the gag.
So Mauricio's on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Mauricio's extremely good looking. I think very he would be handsome. Very interesting.
They are a very hot couple.
Yes, they both look very good. And it's making waves that Kyle was there supporting him.
Oh, good for him.
His little package, you know, they do his little packages mm-hmm. before the show. He like just weirdly blurts out this like scripted line about his wife. He's like, yeah, we're having a rough year. Like nobody asked. It was so weird. but I think the Housewives community was really gagged by it because there's so much uncertainty. And I think he pretty much is regarded as the hottest house husband.
Wow.
Although I think
can't
Evan
think of anybody
who
would you say is hotter?
I would say Evan Goldschneider, but I'm biased because he's Jewish. He's from Jersey, and actually his wife has been demoted to friend of, so he's not,
ooh,
really
not friend of.
He's really not.
Wait, what's the New Jersey apple or peach? What is it?
That's a great question. What the fuck do they hold?
A wrench?
Bottle of hairspray. Can you look it up? What do they hold? They hold diamonds in Beverly Hills, peaches in Atlanta.
Jersey.
New York, they hold...
Apples.
Apples. Yeah. What the hell do they hold?
What's Beverly Hills? A diamond?
A diamond.
Yeah.
They just put their hands on their hands.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I never realized that. Oh my God,
not a hand on the hip.
Not a hand on the hip.
That is so B-list right there.
No,
wow.
It's giving like second tier.
Yeah, very much.
But it's really
They're
not.
All friend of.
But by the way, that's so interesting because I think in the like tiers of Housewives, Jersey is very high up there. It's consistently good since the very beginning.
Okay, fair.
So
fair.
It's high
I up. Was always like an Atlanta girl.
Yeah.
And then Beverly Hills I got into, but mm-hmm. I've fallen off and like...
It's hard to keep up with all of them.
It's just for me, it's like, it's too much like, we're about to fight and what are we fighting it's about? So and like, it's just like, I see it coming and it doesn't feel authentic. Like, if y'all are fight. Yeah. I want to see y'all knuck and buck.
It's formulaic at this point, which is why I think when Potomac came out, it was so refreshing because like, they did it differently and they didn't give a fuck and they weren't like out here. And now it's like...
What about a Housewives that's like, you know, like supportive, like no drama, like no. Let's just... Okay, never mind.
No.
Okay.
What's your favorite unscripted reality show?
Oh, that's hard.
Are you a selling
does Drag Race count?
It does. It's more of a competition.
That's a competition.
Like The Voice.
I don't know. I'm not like...
Are you not big into reality?
No. Or if I did like the first two seasons of Selling Sunset.
I mean, it was some of the best television.
So good.
Were you team Christine Quinn?
I'm not like... Okay, remember in the second season where like at the finale, they're like, girl, you're being a mess. Like you keep doing nasty things. And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. It just like was like... At that point, I was like, you're getting confronted. Yeah. Like, be a cool human being. Be like, you know what, guys? Yes, I am, and I'm going to try to do better. Or, like, yes, I am. Fuck you, and I'm going to keep being a bitch.
I feel like you would do great on reality.
I don't know. I'm very... I would, like, diffuse confrontation. I don't like confrontation.
People think, because, like... And maybe you, too, because, like, we're very loud.
Yeah.
People think I'm, like, a fighter.
No.
I'm so conflict-averse. Mm-hmm. I will run for the hills. Mm-hmm. Like, I will clench my butt. I'll never say anything.
I'll have a conversation, but I'm not going to fight you.
I won't
have
a conversation.
I'm too pretty, especially physical. Like, no, ma'am.
So it's nice to see that Kyle and Mauricio are supporting one another. Yeah. But do you think that the Dancing with the Stars lifestyle is good for a marriage in crisis? I feel like you're very busy.
Yeah, it was, I would say no. Maybe it's a good distraction. Maybe it's a good time to be apart because we're both focused. In my book, I read about how Cheryl Burke was like at our season finale, she was like, this has been a great distraction, but I've got to go figure out if I'm going to be with my husband.
Yeah. And they're not.
And they're not.
And so, he's with someone else now, right?
I think he was dating the girl.
TLC. Or 3LW, excuse me.
No, TLC.
No,
Chili. Yeah.
That was like the craziest saga for the 90s kids.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
And with the brothers. And they do a podcast with the brothers.
That's the thing. Everything in pop culture comes back to a podcast.
It really does.
Which is why I love what I do. Today's episode is also brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place and all on your terms. Because, girl, it's 2023. Like, if you don't have a website for your business, whatever your business is, you're slacking, you're behind. And I know it can be very intimidating. Like, who knows how to code a website? I'm going to have to pay $1 million to a company. You don't. Squarespace is here for you, whether you're an amateur, whether you're getting started out, whether you've been in business for 10 years, whether you need an e-commerce website, whatever your needs are, Squarespace will have it covered for you. They have so many different features. Like if you want to sell custom merch, you can do that on a Squarespace website. If you want to have an online store, like you work in e-commerce, maybe you have a side hustle, you just have a business that's e-commerce, you can sell your products in an online store. And they have flexible website templates. So their templates will like literally build the website for you. You just put in your information and it looks so professional. It'll look so fancy, like you paid someone so much money, but it's really just you and Squarespace, a team of two. They also allow you to do email campaigns. They have a great point of sale. So if you sell things in person, like at trade shows or farmers markets, you can connect a Square Reader to your Squarespace app. So you'll keep up with your orders, your inventory, customer data. It'll all be in sync with your online store. So if you want to get started on Squarespace, head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/toast to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. That's squarespace.com/toast. Today's episode is also brought to you by Seed. So it's gut mania. You know, there's over 4 million posts on Instagram tagged hashtag gut health. I feel like everybody is trying to get their guts in order. It's like an issue everyone's having. And that's where Seed comes in. Seed is everything. Their DS01 Daily Symbiotic is a plant-based prebiotic and probiotic with 24 strain that has been clinically and scientifically studied for its benefits. It's free from 14 classes of allergens, so you don't have to worry about anything. It's sugar-free, it's vegan, it's soy-free, it's sesame-free, it's gluten-free, it's peanut-free, it's dairy-free, it's shellfish-free, it's corn-free. Here's how it works. You take two capsules once a day on an empty stomach, so that could be like the first thing in the morning or 2 hours after your last meal. And what's so great about it and why it's different from other prebiotics and probiotics is that it's engineered to survive your external and internal environments. Like if you've taken a probiotic and you feel like it doesn't do anything, that's because it's actually not making its way down your digestive tract. But Seeds Capsule in Capsule via cap safeguards viability through digestion for delivery of an average 100% of your probiotic starting dose to your colon. The outer capsule also serves as an elegant barrier from oxygen, moisture, and heat, and there's no refrigeration necessary. So whatever your reasons for wanting to get your gut in check, there's also so many other benefits just getting your gut health in a good place, like your skin. Like there's a million reasons. So the Seed DS01 Daily Symbiotic is fabulous. And visit seed.com/toast and use code toast to redeem 30% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. That's Seed, seed.com/toast and use code toast. Our next story, what are your thoughts? Before I like keep saying the story, I just want like your take on the person.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on the Kardashians?
Like Iris is kind of like Taylor. Like I respect the hustle, not necessarily for me. Mm-hmm. I also I respect how family oriented they are.
Yes.
I respect the hustle.
Yes.
But I also think that they've been really toxic for like pop culture and the way that we
consume,
especially women, view themselves. Like I think it's y'all. There's a lot of surgeries going on there.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. If you want the surgeries, go for it. I don't care. But like, don't act like they aren't there.
No, I will say, like, I ride hard for the Kardashians, similar to Taylor. But I feel like there's a lot of really valid criticisms of the Kardashians.
Yeah, like anybody.
And the difference is, like, when I think people criticize Taylor, like, I think it's invalid. Like, I think it's dumb. Like, okay. But with the Kardashians, like, I agree. Like, there's a lot of things about them that I could, you know, agree with you on if you were going to criticize them.
Get your coin, but like...
Get your coin responsibly.
Yeah.
So, Kourtney Kardashian had a baby shower.
Okay.
And it appears
and
as though...
And this is baby number?
I think it's her fourth, but it's her first with Travis Barker.
Kourtney has four kids?
Yeah, she had three with Scott.
Three?
Penelope, Mason, and Rain.
Oh.
And now she's having one with Travis Barker from Blink-182.
Yeah. Okay.
So, they had a baby shower and they were like posting a bunch of content and I think they spilled the beans on the baby's name because it was a deleted Instagram story where they were like all writing notes to the baby and it said, Dear Baby Rocky, R-O-C-K-Y.
R-O-C-K-Y.
What are your thoughts?
I think it's trying a little hard.
Because he's like a rocker.
Yeah.
It's thematic.
What happened to Joshua? What happened to Matthew? What happened?
To biblical names.
Like, Just bring it back. Why do we have to be so creative?
What is like, do you want to have kids?
Like 95% no. I like my time off. I like my money.
100%.
I still haven't unpacked all my trauma. 100%. So I'm like not trying to put that on.
But
so
if
we'll
you
see.
Were, mm-hmm. What's like your baby name you love?
Oh, I know this is really weird. And like, and it all stems from a movie. But I've always loved the name Vincent.
From what movie is that?
I think it's Ethan Hawke in like Gattaca or something like that.
Interesting.
I know that's so random.
Do you think Vince Vaughn is hot?
Vince Vaughn? No.
You don't?
No. My mom
I think
does.
He's hot.
My mom thinks he's not hot.
Maybe like he's not attractive to gays because I feel like a lot of women think he's hot, but I don't see like the gays.
He was in like Wedding Crashers?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. He's not attractive to
gays. Oh my God.
Me.
I find him so cute.
Yeah. No.
So who do you think is like the hottest?
Whoa, hottest?
Straight male celebrity.
Hottest straight male celebrity of all time or like current?
Current.
Oof.
I'm just trying to gauge your type.
Wow. I have a lot of varied types. Maluma's really hot.
Agreed.
But like also Bad Bunny, but like in a different way.
Agreed.
Chris Evans is hot.
Extremely.
Duh. The Hemsworth is hot. Chris Hemsworth is hot.
What do you think about Liam Hemsworth, Miley Cyrus' ex-husband?
He's fine.
I agree.
He's hot, but like, I'm not gagging.
So who do you think is the hottest gay male celebrity?
Oh, wow.
Because there's
only
one answer.
Oh.
It's Luke Evans.
Oh,
Gaston.
Really?
Oh my God. It might just be that I like want to fuck Gaston.
Oh, he is very hot.
And he's an amazing voice.
He has an amazing voice. And he's definitely like, I could see him having a good time. He keeps it on the low, but like I think
he does.
I think he likes to party. I think he's like definitely a slut, but I think he keeps it on the low. I have nothing to back that up. It's just on intuition.
No, but he has been like criticized by the gay community for not being like so public and out with his sexuality, and he's just said like I'm a private person.
Yeah, that's fair.
What are your thoughts on that?
That's fair. I think
that's fair.
That's fair. Like what? Could he do more? Sure. We could all do more.
Could he do more?
Sure, yeah. But like...
Right. It's his fine. Life.
It's his life. Let him live.
Do you think about ever, like when you get on the bike, who's watching? Because I feel like everyone has a Peloton, especially Pelotons are expensive. So like celebrities definitely have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you ever thinking like, maybe Barbara Streisand's watching my Peloton? Do you think
Babs? Not her specifically.
But like, do you think...
No, I guess I'm not thinking about it. I'm just like trying to get through. I'm not really worried about what celebrity is taking my
That's so funny. Ride. That's literally all I would be thinking about. Yeah, because it would be the only thing to get me through. I'd be like, girl, stop sweating. Like, get it together. Catch Brad Pitt's watching.
Here's my thing. And like, I went to the vice president's house and I tried to ask all the staffers who Joe Biden's favorite Peloton instructor was. Just because I'm curious.
For a fact that he toms?
He has a bike. I know he has a bike.
Wow.
Because it was like, there was an article that was like, is he going to take it to the White House? Because like, there might
security.
Be. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
they
a
don't
national
know.
Security
it's
issue.
National security risk. So,
yeah,
like,
oh my God, that's
I just want to know. I don't even care if it's me. I just want to know.
I feel like it really could be you.
Maybe.
Is there any, like, drama, like, between the different riders? I mean, the different
instructors?
Coaches? Yeah.
Everyone tries to ask that. And, like, honestly, no. I wish there was. We're pretty, like, all supportive of each other. Like,
yeah.
We're all doing our own thing. But, like, we all, like, support each other the best we can. I think the most drama is, like, I get really annoyed with the girls because, like, we have changing rooms in the green room. And there's, like, sometimes, like, 8 of us in there or, like, 5 or 6. And then, like, I don't even go in there.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Like, it's like living with your sisters, and I don't have sisters, and like trying to share 2 bathrooms.
Right.
So that's the most tea I can give you.
Is the Peloton HQ studio in New York?
Yeah, it's on 31st and 10th.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you go every day?
Not every day, like 3 to 5 days a week. It depends on the week.
And this might be a dumb question.
Yeah, yeah.
Are the classes live or they're pre-recorded?
So majority of the classes are live and then go on demand.
Right.
We have people in the classes, like a live studio audience.
I've seen that.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like one on Thursday, one on Monday, and then all day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And if somebody wanted to sign up for that, how would they do it?
You have to like go online and find tickets. I'm not trying to compare myself, but so many of the girlies have just been like, it's easier to get Taylor Swift tickets than to get a bike in my class.
I believe it. How many bikes are there? Like
there's
20?
Only 40. So like, you know,
it's
I'm
it's
not
limited.
Selling out MetLife, but like, you know, it's hard. It's hard to get a ticket.
It counts.
And if they could be on StubHub, they might.
They might.
They might.
I love that. That's so cool. It's like a concert.
Yeah, a little bit.
But you couldn't do it during COVID, right?
No.
Oh my God, I was cackling.
Well, with
in your
people,
book.
People in the thing. People?
Yeah,
no, absolutely not. We didn't have people back in the studio till like last summer.
When you were, I didn't know this, but when you were talking about you getting COVID during Dancing with the Stars, and you had to dance in your house on Zoom.
Yes.
Was that one of the lower points of your life?
I almost quit. No, I legitimately almost quit. It was like week 2. I called my boss and I was like, listen. I don't know. Can I just like quit?
Right.
And she was like, no, you're not quitting. And also Cheryl Burke was like, bitch, you're not quitting. I was like, okay, we'll figure it out. So I had to set up my whole living room and dance to Britney Spears in my living room.
I'm sorry. That was hysterical.
I know. It was, I just wanted to get through the night. And the thing is, like, I was like, I did all this hard work and they still gave me shit scores.
You know what? You should have gotten 10s, 10s, 10s across the board.
Just for that.
Just given the circumstances.
Thank you.
I agree.
Give me a little pity here.
That's so funny. All right. Our fifth story before we dive into some advice is major news in the world of Airbnb.
Oh.
You can now spend the night in Shrek's swamp.
Oh, I saw that. It's in Ireland?
It's
Scotland?
In Scotland. Sorry. The mud-laden, moss-covered, murky-watered swamp is situated among the rolling hills of Scotland, where guests can stay up late, swap stories, and eat like an ogre, because in the morning, donkey's making waffles. So they have really recreated, here, I'll show you a picture.
But I also need a man that looks like human Shrek to greet me with breakfast.
I agree.
Because human Shrek was hot.
You think? So you tap that.
I tap it.
Yep. What about donkey? Smash or pass?
I am an ass man, so smash!
Good answer.
Did we use that one? Okay, we did. Okay, sorry. That wasn't a ride, so.
Oh, that's funny. I think Airbnb is getting so creative. You know, you could stay in Gwyneth Paltrow's guest cottage.
That's rich. How much is it?
I mean.
And is she there?
It was like a sweepstakes. So only one person's going to do it. And yes, you get to have dinner with her and her husband.
Oh, that sounds... I would be so hungry after that meal.
We would be Uber eating, Postmates,
yeah,
McDonald's,
yeah.
All the way.
Just double up on that Ozempic girl, okay?
Literally! I literally am obsessed with you. I think that this is a fabulous idea. I think, you know, it's hard in this day and age. Every media company is so thirsty.
You can't even get an Airbnb in New York anymore.
It's so
true. But you can be at Shrek's house.
On the rolling hills of
and
Scotland.
And is, Is Universal not coming for these people?
I'm sure it's a partnership between whoever owns the Shrek.
And Universal?
I think it's Pixar.
No. It's Universal.
It's Universal?
Because they have a Shrek ride at Universal Studios.
Are you a Disney adult?
I have a Mickey Mouse tattoo, but I do not identify. I do not identify as a Disney adult. I just love Mickey.
Okay,
but you could read me for all
let's
that.
Let's get one thing straight.
Kay.
You came for the Swifties when you're a full-blown Disney
Ooh,
adult.
Read that, me, bitch. Read me.
That is rich.
Mm-hmm.
That is rich.
It is.
How many times a year you go to Disney?
Okay. Here's the thing. I went twice this year.
And
like
we're only halfway through the year.
I know. I hadn't been since 2018.
Okay.
And me and my friends were like, let's go. And my friend Corey is definitely a Disney adult and he planned the whole trip. So I was like, work. Beautiful. Amazing.
Which Disney?
World.
Is that Orlando?
Yeah, Orlando with all the parks.
Yeah.
So we went. We had a great time. Fantastic. 2 months later, Disney calls me and asks me to do an event there. And they were like, we will fly you out. We'll give you a hotel and we'll give you and your friends access to the park. I'm not going to say no to that.
You're a businessman.
I'm not going to say no to that.
I agree.
So I said yes to it. So that is why I've been twice.
Second time doesn't count. You were working.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
So
the tattoo is a little misleading.
I know.
Which was your first tattoo? I'm so intrigued by tattoos.
I have this one right here. It's a heart on the top of my hand.
Love.
And I have it with my best friend. So when we shake hands, it's right there.
That's
cute. This is the first one I got. And I got it drunk at a party because I worked for this. I freelanced for this experiential marketing company.
Okay.
And they had a tattoo artist at their holiday
party.
That's
very experiential.
Yep. And so my friend was like, you're drunk enough. He'd always been pressuring me to get a tattoo. And so we got a tattoo.
So how many do you have? Because I
four,
see three.
And then I'm done.
Oh, four.
I'm done.
All on one arm.
Keep it right here. And I honestly don't want to get any more because there have been so many photo shoots that I've done that they have to cover them up. Because this artist, they can never get a hold of her to like
copyright.
To like sign off on it.
Right.
And I'm just like, enough.
No, and the Disney one is a big
issue.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. Well, thank you for doing the stories
with me. Of course.
We
love Hot Topics.
Takes.
Great.
And we have three submissions. So we do a weekly segment. It's called Dear Toasters. If you guys ever want to submit get some advice from two unhinged girlies, feel free to head to thetoastpodcast.com. Submission is totally anonymous. And we picked some raunchy ones for you.
Love
you know,
it.
We're kind of a
traditional married spicy
girlies, but I figured
you'd
be
married?
Yes.
Oh, congratulations.
For like 100 years.
Oh, wonderful. Beautiful ring.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful ring.
I just got it resized because Ozempic, it didn't fit anymore.
Oh, how wonderful. And that was a good problem to have.
I can't lie. Like, I went to pick it up at the jeweler yesterday, and, like, I'm so skinny. Like, I just couldn't get
did
over
you
it.
Did you love going to the jeweler? I'd be like, guys, I've lost a lot of weight, and I really need to resize this ring.
I did, but, like, the size of my ring before was, like, actually embarrassing.
Oh, okay,
so
okay.
Let me tell you. My sister, her engagement ring is a size 3.5.
Okay.
Mine was a 7.5.
Oh, my God.
So I just had these, like, big sausage fingers, and so, yes, it was a win, but I'm glad to have those fingers behind me.
Worth every penny you spent.
Worth every penny. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys. I found you guys on TikTok. I need advice in a bad way.
Uh-oh.
And love when people find us on TikTok. Are you obsessed with TikTok? I was stalking your TikTok
And that's kind of
today.
Where I've found you guys before, too.
Oh, my God. I love. Yeah. Okay. So, I was going through my boyfriend's phone, and I came across...
Wait, baby. You don't even need to go any further. This is the problem.
It's
you
true.
Were going through your man's phone.
It's true. You have no trust. Like, you don't trust
him. I'm going to tell you, just break up now.
Yeah.
You don't trust this man.
It gets worse.
The relationship is in turmoil, but keep going.
And it's so true. Jackie always says, like, if you're going to go snooping, you're going to find something you don't want to see. So, like,
and it's going to re-solidify whatever thoughts or insecurities that you're going to have.
100%.
So no matter what you see, you're going to see it through the lens that you want to see it through.
Yeah.
But keep going.
So I was going through my boyfriend's phone and I came across a picture I took of one of my friends in her bathing suit that was on my camera roll.
Oof.
It was never on a social media platform. Oof. The photo even said in the top corner live because she had taken the live photo.
Work.
I asked him about it and he claimed he screenshotted it off of Instagram, which I debunked immediately.
Uh-oh.
This was never posted. He gave no further explanation for himself and denied that he saved it from my camera roll, which was the only place that picture was. I'm just not sure how to move forward with this information.
Well, he obviously has access to your phone.
Right. You two are both snooping through each other's phones.
You're both snooping through each other's phones.
I do want to offer one potential.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think that this is what happened, but I could see. I love to airdrop. I'm always airdropping things. And, you know, sometimes when you select a bunch of photos, so you also pick like a random one.
Yeah.
So have you recently airdropped your boyfriend something?
It's probably not.
Probably not.
And also he also said he clicked it from Instagram. So like,
yeah, you're right.
He already like told on himself.
It's clear that you guys have like major trust issues.
You guys have major trust issues. He needed some content to jack off to. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it's of your best friend or your friend in a bikini.
It's weird.
I think you guys have trust issues. You might want to just like go ahead and call it quits on this one. I'm sorry.
I kind of agree. This is, first of all, it's just weird because now you can never hang out with this friend and your boyfriend. Two, he's scrolling through your phone. You're scrolling through his phone. This just sounds like red flag alert everywhere.
Yeah.
I just don't think this is like a great relationship.
How would you salvage this?
That's the thing. Like, I think you're beyond a point where like communication, because you confront him, good on you. Like you saw something that bothered you and you confront him and he just lied. So you're making no progress.
He's gaslighting
you. Like you literally saw the photo. It's live. Like us tech girlies, like we know we work in IT. Like we know you can't screenshot a live photo.
Genius bar right here. Thank you.
Like, we know. I hate when people like I'm speaking facts and you're not.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. Yeah. I agree with Cody. I don't think that this is like right for you.
Nope.
All right, ready for our next one?
Yes, of course.
This one's weird. Hey, girlies.
And the first one wasn't.
No, this one's like actually, okay. Like, it's not weird. It's, I actually don't know how to help this girl.
Oh, okay.
I'm a fairly new listener, but I have a dilemma and I think that you can help. My fiance and I have been together for almost 4 years. We have a wonderful relationship and a great sex life.
Okay.
A few months ago, I tried calling him daddy in bed and he really liked it.
Yes.
It didn't do much for me, but I didn't dislike it and he did like it. So I started using it every now and then.
Okay.
The issue is when he started calling himself daddy. All the time. I find it so cringy and icky. I don't want to embarrass him by telling him it's cringy. So I just, do I stop using it and hope that he does and it fades? Or do I find a nice way to tell him to stop? Much love and thank you for your input. I feel like you're equipped to answer this.
Oh, I loved where the story was going.
I know. Like,
and then like every other straight man, they ruined
it. Took it too far.
They took it too far.
I know. Like you can't really call yourself daddy.
No. Especially like in the third person. I'm sure it's in the third, like daddy likes that.
And also like over breakfast.
Do that for daddy. Yeah. Oh, it's over breakfast.
She's saying not even in sex anymore. Oh, like just goodness. All around the house. Like daddy needs to do his laundry. Like stop. Oh. Stop.
Okay. Wait. You might have to lie a little bit here.
Okay.
Here's myself.
Okay.
Hey, babe. It really fucking turns me on when I call you daddy in bed, but like, I really want it to be in the bedroom special.
Save it.
So can you save it? And can I, because you're so hot and like you have all the power, can I be the one that only calls you daddy?
I love that.
That kind of works, right?
Because like men are so moronic.
You
have to hype them up being like, I'm doing it for you.
Yeah, I'm doing it for you. Right. It's like, I want you to feel special and I want to be kind of like submissive and be the one that does it.
Right. And also like, if you just come out and tell him, like he will be embarrassed and like, it is something that started in the bedroom and you just don't want to cause any problems.
Yeah, so like, just say like, you really want to keep it in the bedroom.
Be like, it's my thing. Like, it only works when I do it.
Yeah.
Without embarrassing it.
I think that's pretty good advice.
I actually think that's excellent advice. Okay, I will add nothing further.
Okay, great.
Our third and final one. My boyfriend just broke up with me.
Okay.
Pre-breakup, he gave me a 10-carat diamond tennis necklace from the ring concierge as a commitment to me for Valentine's Day. Use code TOAST. It feels weird to keep it now that he has broken up with me and he's broken that commitment, but it's also 10 carats. Mm-hmm. Do I keep it? Do I sell it? Give it to my mom? Give it back to him? Oof. Love you both so much.
Definitely don't give it back to him.
Definitely
If he has
not.
A ring concierge, he has money. He's not worried about this 10K bracelet.
Here's the thing.
Like, no.
In the state of New York, like an engagement ring or any sort of like jewelry, it's considered a gift. You don't have to give it back.
Wonderful.
Legally.
So you don't have to give it back.
The law is on your side.
And he has
like
money.
Isn't that part of the female experience? Like, when you're 80, you have this box of things and you're like, oh, my first boyfriend gave me this. Oh, this was my first engagement. Like you collect mementos of your love life. And this is just one of them. Keep it. If you fall upon hard times, sell that
shit.
It's got
diamonds in it right now.
It's not 10 carats.
Honestly, I say sell it.
Oh.
Because here's the thing. I read an article how like, you know, millennials, Gen Z, like they're moving away from real diamonds. No offense to your ring over
there.
You're
right. Earth mind.
They're moving into like synthetics that like really look well. So I think the value of diamonds is going to drop. This is coming from the business side of me. So sell it now, cash out, and like invest it in something else.
Okay. That's interesting. Could one make the argument that because everyone's moving away from earth mine diamonds, they're going to become more rare and therefore more valuable.
I think that's, you know,
it's possible.
You're just being hopeful, but that's fine.
No, it's like, what have I been doing all this
time? I don't think we're going to run out of diamonds.
That's fair.
I don't think we're going to run out of diamonds. I think that the market will be there. And like, I don't think you need to, like, are you going to keep on to the, when you get to your new man, like, are you going to wear this necklace?
I just want to say, like, I think you should keep it.
Okay. We're in a disagreement.
We're in a disagreement. I think both offer, neither scenario is bad or good. You sell it, you get money.
Sell, baby.
You're investing in yourself.
Yes.
And you keep it, you always have diamonds on you. Like, you never know when you could have to flip.
From the ring concierge.
Cody, you give amazing advice.
Thank you so much.
You have amazing hot takes. I'm so happy to have met you. You are welcome back anytime. Thank you want to co-host, because you really smashed it.
Thank you. Pun intended.
Exactly. Now, I cannot recommend this book enough. I'm literally so excited to go home and finish it. I'm almost done. XOXO Cody, anywhere you get books.
Yes.
You can follow Cody on all the social media platforms at Cody Rigsby.
I think TikTok is like a space or a dash because like someone had my name.
That's disgusting.
I know. Fuck them. And I tried to get them banned, but didn't work.
That's disgusting.
It's okay. I'm the one with the check mark.
No, you're the one. We all know. It doesn't. You're a celebrity. Thank you so much. Bring it back. So make sure to follow him everywhere. Catch him on Peloton and enjoy the book. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you guys so much for listening to the Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast 5 stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So it's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, Castbox, all the places where I listen to podcasts. Find us a Toast, leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and wickedly talented we are. Have an amazing day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, booze.
Bye.